Brexit, Farage warns Boris will cave, as EU won't give the UK anything. By Kurt Zindelka on December 7, 2020. The European Union won't offer the UK anything, warns Brexit leader Nigel Farage, who predicted on Monday that Prime Minister Boris Johnson will ultimately cave to EU demands in favour of securing a trade deal. As the end of the Brexit transition period quickly approaches, Nigel Farage said that French President Emmanuel Macron and EU chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier will offer nothing but forecast that Mr. Johnson will ultimately sign a deal with the bloc regardless. Speaking on talk radio, Mr. Farage said that the signs are not good for securing a proper Brexit, claiming that the UK has already agreed to remain bound by the European rights regime, including the European Convention on Human Rights, which would be able to overrule UK courts. But perhaps even more significantly, the government has agreed that we'll stay part of the European arrest warrant, Mr. Farage said. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Boris Johnson realizes that if he caves to their demands, not only will he face a rebellion within the Conservative Party, but he will face a major electoral challenge from outside the Tory party, he warned. On the issue of the so-called level playing field on issues such as state aid for businesses, the veteran Brexit campaigner said that British negotiators shouldn't even be discussing the matter. He argued that it shouldn't even be a consideration because if the UK finds itself aligned to EU rules in any way, then it is not Brexit. I'm afraid after 4.5 years, that's how long now Conservative prime ministers have had to sort this out. 4.5 years and it is wholly unsatisfactory, he said. The arch-Brexiteer opined that the prospect of a Joe Biden presidency will result in Boris Johnson caving to EU demands, so as to not anger the anti-UK globalist former vice president. While maintaining his belief that Mr. Johnson will sell out the UK, Mr. Farage warned that if there is just even the faintest feeling that Boris has broken his promises, we will be into very different politics in this country in a few weeks. On Monday, The Times reported that German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron have agreed on a final offer to the UK, with the two leaders reportedly taking a more conciliatory approach to level playing field requirements. However, President Macron, who faces re-election in 2022, is said to be preparing to walk away from the talks in favour of a no deal, apparently fearful that any concessions on his part on issues such as fishing rights may endanger his presidential run. Foreign Minister James Cleverly said that the UK will not roll over for the sake of a deal, saying that it may well be that we don't get the deal, but added that he believes it is still possible. Cleverly said that the EU must make some small but significant concessions before any deal is struck. Outside the EU, we can actually sign trade agreements more quickly with more countries than previously, so we do indeed hold all the cards, he claimed. I think if the EU recognize this, they will see that actually making a few small but significant concessions can get this deal done, and that will be in their interest and in our interest, Cleverly said. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here, @KurtZindelka.